A narrow victory this evening, Matt, against Lancaster City in the Lancashire Cup.
Yeah, narrow victory. There are always a potential banana skin, but they're a good side, Lancaster. We've had similar upsets against Marine earlier on in the season, and a tough game against Grantham in the same league, coming back and winning that one 4-3. But they're difficult games to manage, and they came in semi-final of a cup, and you know, anything's up for grabs. But thoroughly pleased with the lads' attitude, the way they approached the game, and they got what they deserved in the end, I think.
Nip and tuck first half. Was it good work from De Lau to get the goal?
Yeah, very good. But I wanted more of that. I think we were a little bit sideways and backwards, but when we were decisive, we caused them problems, and we did that with the goal, and we caused them problems in the second half a little bit more, and you know, in the end, I think we deserved the result.
Was it good to get pit players like De Lisle and Burgess and Molyneux minutes?
Of course it is, yeah. You know, there's a couple of players, Noobs is cup tied, and there's a couple of injuries that we've got, but obviously it's good to get players on the fringes to get their 90 minutes, and they did an excellent job. It's difficult for them at times, but they have to prove themselves, and they've done a good job tonight.
Second half, we had a couple more chances to make the game a bit more secure.
Yeah, you'd like to make the game a bit more comfortable. There was a couple of one-on-ones and a few more chances, but you know, sometimes they don't go in. They had a couple of chances themselves, and you know, in terms of balance of play, I think we deserved the win, and you know, it was a good all credit to the lads. They fought that, because it's a potential banana skin, and we've come through it, and happy that we're in the final.
Like I said, it's going to be a good game against Ludlow now, isn't it? Back at the Macro.
Yeah, it'll be brilliant. You know, we've been there before. We know what it's about, and you know, it'll be a great occasion again, and hopefully we go on and win it again.
Focus now turns to the league. You saw the results last night. I'm sure you know what we need to do.
Yeah, you know, results went against us a little bit last night, but it's up to us. You know, we've got 9 games to go, and it's up to us. We win as many of those games as we can, and it'll be in our hands, hopefully. You know, the games that we've played, we've done well in. Maybe not got the right points that we've deserved in games, but if we can still keep approaching the games the right way, and hopefully we'll get a little bit of the rubber of the green, and get as many results as we can on the table, and hopefully we'll be in the mix at the end of it.
It'd be great to get a result on Saturday. It's put to a lot of fans, and there's a lot of people staying over and making a weekend of it in York. 2 monster games really on the bank holiday.
Yeah, it's a huge Easter weekend, really. It's 6 points, isn't it? And there'll be a lot of turnaround in the table, and if we can get back-to-back wins, it'll be fantastic for us, and that's what we're aiming for, and hopefully we can do it.